It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. If you ever think about retirement, you'll be interested in these sound words from Fibber and Molly.
Traveling, gardening, painting pictures, hobby shop.
What are you doing, McGee?
I'm making a list of things folks like to do when they retire.
Well, add sitting to that list, will you? That's what you like to do. Anyway, who's retiring?
Well, not me. Not yet. But retirement is something that every man jack of us thinks about from time to time.
Every woman jill of us, too, McGee. Well, go ahead now. There's more to retiring than just thinking about it.
Uh-huh. Retirement, that is really carefree retirement, has to be planned for. And the best way to start is with a Prudential Retirement Income Plan.
And the best time to start is right now while you're earning money. With a Prudential Retirement Income Plan, you can be sure of a monthly income when you reach the age you want to retire at.
And you'll get this regular income, money coming in every month for just as long as you live. Well, Molly, did you want to say something?
Yes. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Folks, why don't you call your Prudential agent? He'll tell you how you can see all your retirement dreams come true with a Prudential Retirement Income Plan.
When Dr. George Gamble passed the word that his mother was coming to visit him for a few days, Mrs. McGee invited them both for dinner this evening. Preparations are underway at 79 Wistful Vista right now.
My goodness, look at the time. McGee, Dr. Gamble and his mother will be here any minute. Did you finish setting the table?
Yep, all set, I think.
You think? Aren't you sure?
You know, as much as I've heard old Docky mention his mother, I never really believed he had a mother. I always figured lightning struck a blubber factory and Doc popped out in a blue serge suit carrying his satchel and been walking.
Oh, McGee, now. We haven't time for foolishness. Is the table all set?
I think so. I got an odd feeling, though. I forgot something, but...
Napkins?
Oh, they're on. So is the butter dish. Salt and pepper shakers.
I hope you use the good silver because...
Silver, that's it. Where is the silver? I knew I forgot...
Oh, never mind. I'll do it. You answer the door. That must be them. Now, let them in. I'll be right with you.
Oh, okay. Good thing I'm here to answer the door or she'd really be in a mess. Trying to set the table and let the guests in and... Ah, good evening. My great and good friend George and your charming mother, I see.
Hiya, Sonny.
Now, don't stand there blocking the view, Fats, doctor. I want to get a good look at this charming little lady.
Oh, isn't he nice?
Mother, I'd like you to meet a very dear friend of mine, but since she's apparently busy in the kitchen, I'll introduce you to her husband. This is it.
Oh, George, he gets so silly sometimes. How do you do, Mr. McGee?
Well, this is a real pleasure, Mrs. Gamble. There's something puzzling me, though.
Puzzling you?
Yes. How can such an intelligent and charming lady as yourself be related to this large oaf here? Are you sure the hospital didn't get the babies mixed up and he's really the son of Frankenstein?
Oh, no. He's much too short for that.
Much too... Hey, that's good. Too short for...
I'm sorry I wasn't here to open the door. It's so nice to have you.
Hiya, Molly. Mother, this is Molly McGee. This is her.
Molly, I've heard so much about you.
Well, how do you do, I'm sure. I've looked forward to this for so long. Here, let me have your coats.
Say, I'm terribly sorry about this, Molly, but just as I left the office, I got a call from Mrs. Kincaid. She's worried about her husband. I'll have to go look in on him for a moment, if it's all right before we...
Oh, sure, Doctor. Dinner can wait.
We'll be desolated, George. Don't hurry back.
Oh, I'll only be a half hour or so. There's nothing wrong with the man, really. He's just a hypochondriac. But it makes his wife feel better if
I understand.
You know, I had him pegged the minute he walked into my office. Just one look at a man's face and I can pretty well tell the type of person he is.
Hmm. Must be a very painful experience for you shaving every morning.
Oh, McGee. Oh. Go ahead, Doctor. If your mother doesn't mind sitting here with us.
Oh, I'm delighted to have a chance to visit with you. You and Mr. McGee and I can talk over old times.
Old times?
Well... George has written so much about you two. I feel as though we've known each other for years.
Well, that's very kind of you.
His letters are always filled with the latest goings on at 79 Wistful Vista. He's often mentioned what a sweet and sensible girl you are, my dear.
Oh, now.
Well. And you, Mr. McGee, how did you ever get your head out of that fishbowl? The time you were playing space cadet with the little girl down the street. George never gave me the payoff on that experience.
Well, that's quite a story. Tell it to Mother while I'm gone, Molly.
Yes, and when you finish, I'd like to tell you a few cute anecdotes about George.
Uh-oh.
Like the time he got his head caught between the bars at the schoolyard.
Ah, Ma.
No kidding.
Had to call out the fire engines. And then there was that open manhole cover the day we got him his first pogo stick.
Ah, Ma.
Oh, boy, this sounds fascinating. Well, run along, George. I have a feeling this is going to be real interesting.
Oh, McGee.
Here, sit in this easy chair, Mrs. Gamble. Make yourself comfortable and don't leave out any details, because we want to know all about dear old George. Hey, Molly?
There's more fun with the McGee shortly. United Giving ensures healthier living. Community Chests and United Funds support not one, but many clinics and hospitals fighting illness and disease, where you may pay all or part for treatment depending on your circumstances. United Giving ensures sounder living. Community Chests support youth organizations combating juvenile delinquency, to which a family may pay all or part for their child to belong depending on their circumstances. United Giving ensures happier living. Community Chests keep USO and camp shows rolling. They support child care services, which find homes for homeless, neglected children and work out emotional mix-ups in youngsters. Then, for troubled families and adults, your Community Chest support services for treatment in mental hospitals and clinics, building happier lives. So for healthier, sounder, happier living, give the United Way. Give to your Community Chest and United Fund Drive, now being conducted throughout the nation.
Hey, Molly, look at this picture of Doc at the age of 6 months on a bearskin rug.
Oh, my goodness, isn't that cute? Yeah.
That's my favorite picture. I keep it in my wallet and carry it everywhere.
Boy, this sure is fun. I'll bet George doesn't know you carry that picture around.
Oh, heavens, no. I wouldn't dare show this if he were here. He's changed somewhat since his picture was taken.
Yeah, about 900 pounds.
McGee. See, I wonder what's keeping Dr. Gamble.
Yeah, me too. He's been gone over an hour. I'm worried.
Worried? Oh, dear, you don't think anything's happened. I mean...
Oh, no, nothing like that, Mrs. Gamble. Only thing that worries me is the longer it takes him to get back here, the hungrier he's going to be, and boy, that boy of yours can eat.
Now, McGee.
George is much too heavy, isn't he? I wish he'd watch his appetite and not eat so much.
Oh, how much you eat has got nothing to do with how much you weigh. It's all got to do with your basic nonmammalism.
How is that?
Well, I'll explain it to you. You see, inside of everybody, there's a lot of little fat-producing molecules, and they...
Well, dearie, I'm sure Mrs. Gamble knows.
Oh, it'll just take a minute. Now, these little molecules are surrounded by corpuscles. And did you ever see a corpuscle, Mrs. Gamble?
Yes, many times. I'm a graduate nurse, you know.
Oh.
That's where I met George's father, in medical school.
It's a gland condition. That's what makes people fat.
Why didn't you say that in the first place instead of... I'll get it. Hello, 79... Oh, it's you, Doctor. We were wondering... Your car?
What is it, kiddo?
The doctor's car won't start. Mm. Would you run over to Kincaid's and bring him back?
Oh, sure. Probably something simple. You know anything about mechanics, Mrs. Gamble?
No, not a thing. It's a complete mystery to me.
Well, you sit tight, Doctor. McGee will be right over. Bye.
Well, you see, there are pistons and bearings, Mrs. Gamble. And when the bearings bear down on the pistons, the crankcase gets cranky. Oh, okay, Molly. Now I'm going. Kincaid's, huh? Well, you get dinner ready. We'll be right back. It's us, kiddo. Doc and me. We're back. He was just stalled. I gave him a push.
Good. You boys wash up. Dinner's on the table.
Okay, Molly. Before we go wash, Doc, tell me more about this reading character just by looking at a guy's face that you were talking about. That's fascinating.
Well, as I told you at Kincaid's house, I can pretty well judge a man's talents, personality, what sort of work he'll be best at, and all that sort of thing.
Just by looking at the guy's face, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's amazing. Say, could you tell from looking at a picture?
A picture? Mm-hmm. Well, it's not as accurate, of course, but...
Of a 6-month-old boy?
I could probably tell quite a bit. I've had a lot of practice.
Because a friend of mine was over the other night and he left a snapshot of his kid here. It's over there on the coffee table.
Uh-huh. This picture here? This baby on the bearskin rug?
Yeah, that's it. I know it's asking a lot to try and tell from a baby picture, but...
Well, you'd be surprised how much you can tell about a child's future, McGee. Just the formation of his features, spacing of the eyes, size of the nose, slope of the forehead.
Yeah? Well, look it over, Doc. Look it over.
Yeah.
The kid's name is Clyde. Little Clyde. Tell me all about little Clyde.
Well, for one thing, just one look at this kid and there's a face only a mother can love. He sure is ugly, isn't he?
Now, you're analyzing, I ain't. Proceed, Doctor.
Well, now as to the personality of this youngster. I'd say from the shape of the head that this kid'll never reach any high level of intelligence. Be just above a moron, most likely.
That's amazing, Doctor.
And judging from the eyes and the mouth, he'll undoubtedly be conceited. Probably fancy himself quite a fellow.
Undoubtedly.
In fact, I'd say without question that this kid can only grow up to be an obstinate, arrogant boor. Even the nose points in that direction. If you can figure what direction his nose is pointing, because it looks to me that... What are you laughing at?
McGee? Hey, what's going on? What is it?
Well, we thought you and George were watching.
Molly, listen to this. This'll kill you. I got that picture there, the one Doc's got. You know, the snapshot on the bearskin rug.
Huh? Oh, there it is. It must have dropped out of our album.
Yeah, and Doc says this kid... Our album?
Yes, I got our album out and showed Mrs. Gamble how you looked on a bearskin rug when you were 6 months old.
Oh, let me see that. Oh, my gosh, that is me.
Sure, it's
Sandy, you. It's you. That's why I held it so you couldn't look over my shoulder, laughing boy.
Why, you?
I sneak a look at this picture every time I come over here. Oh. I love it.
Why, of all the... You knew that was me.
Sure.
Why, of all the dirty, low-down...
Wait a minute. Will somebody tell me what's going on here, Doctor?
Why, you...
George, what is it?
Dr. Gamble, McGee, come on, tell us what's going on.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Tomorrow starts another busy week, so here's a suggestion to brighten your busy work days. Just let NBC Radio accompany you morning and afternoon. You'll hear a series of outstanding programs designed to help your weekday along. Strike It Rich, for example. That's an exciting daily morning feature, bringing you lots of quiz fun, plus some wonderful and inspiring stories. Strike It Rich is the program we call The Show with a Heart, and for a good reason. Because it's the program that lends a helping hand to people in need from all over the world. Warren Hull is the master of ceremonies, and you'll enjoy each minute of it. Strike It Rich yourself in top-notch entertainment tomorrow morning. And don't forget your other big daytime favorites. The Phrase That Pays for more quiz fun. Just Plain Bill and Woman in Love for dramatic entertainment. And Pauline Frederick reporting for all the latest news. You'll hear them all and many more, brought to you all through the week by NBC Radio. Your guide to the best in listening.
It's been so nice meeting you both. And that was a wonderful dinner, Molly.
Thank you, Mrs. Gamble. We enjoyed having you so much.
We hope you'll come and see us again next time you're in town.
We will, Sonny. And any time you want your character analyzed, just bring me a snapshot.
George, now that's enough.
Ah, Ma, I'm just kidding.
Well, don't pay any attention to him, Mr. McGee.
I never have.
He's been doing that character reading ever since he was a youngster.
Yeah.
He's never been right yet. Good night, and thanks again.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble and Kate McKenna as Mrs. Gamble. This is John Wald, inviting you back tomorrow night when Mr. McGee gets himself behind the eight ball, as usual, in trying to help the paper boy. Hear it on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Laugh with the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.